Good afternoon to all our Do It All in the Mall Sunday listeners. Today is Sunday, January 10th, 2021. This is your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Balcour Designs, broadcasting out of Tampa, Florida, where you are listening to Sunday service, where you can find Let's Do It Radio, as well as all entrepreneurs under the client section and their websites on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, one place where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. Matthew 24:6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Luke 21:9, but when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. James 4:1, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust, that war is your members? Jeremiah 3:25, we lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and is in all churches of the saints. Luke 18:1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not faint. With all this confusion, chaos, turmoil, and death we have had on January 6th at the Capitol, and all of the sickness and loss of life from COVID, coronavirus, it is apparent we need to be more diligent and aware about our surroundings and dealings. We are heading into a new presidential term, and we just need to get on our knees or go into our closets and pray one for another. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of the music you hear during the show today. We will have Indication by Reverend McCullough, followed by We Have Come Into This House.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Inez. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, send your spirit right now, God. We need your perfect will. We need your perfect peace. We need your perfect understanding. We need your perfect love. We thank you, this opportunity. So we invite your presence to anoint us now, to forgive us now, to equip us now, and to allow us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your own way in our worship experience right now. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We are not going into anywhere until this house. We have come into this house.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name, to worship him. We have come to this house, gathered in his name, to worship
him. Come on, say it.
We have come
to this house. Yes.
Gathered. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Say it one more time. We've come into this house.
We have come.
Glory.
Gathered in his name to worship him.
Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, sit.
To us.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered.
Come on. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Said from His Spirit. So forget about yourself this morning. So forget. Concentrate on Him and worship Him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on. So forget. Concentrate on Him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship Him. Christ, come on, Christ. Hallelujah. Let us lift up holy hands. Magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah. Magnify His name and worship Him. Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Magnify His name and worship and worship and worship and worship. Come on, worship Him. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, say, somebody say, worship Him. Hallelujah. Christ. Anybody know He's worthy to be praised? He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. Come on, worship Him this morning. Worship. Our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, His name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship Him. Hallelujah. Anybody know He's worthy? Anybody know He's worthy? He's worthy this morning. Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you for that selection. And now we will have Bishop Ronald E. Brown with Storm on the Ocean. Seems like we have storms in the Capitol, but with the God before us, we are going to get over that, past that, through that, and put Satan in his place underneath our us as a footstool, behind us, snatch him, whatever else, and we gonna be the victors. Here we go. Storm on the Ocean.
Some of y'all standing up here looking cute. I got a message for you. You got your little Mercedes, your little Cadillac, your little Lexus. You think you're somebody? I got a message for you. You don't really need to tell them. There's a storm on the ocean.
Now.
And it's moving somewhere.
Words of encouragement right there.
Yes, it
go ahead,
is.
Sister,
yes,
Reverend Carol. Yes, Lord. Words
Amen.
Of encouragement right there.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes,
I'll
yes.
I want to share
yes.
with you for this week a quote
uh-huh.
by Vivian Green. And it says, life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's
hey.
About learning to dance in the rain. I'm going to repeat that.
There you
that.
Go.
Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. And we are in a storm, and there are many storms that have been in this world from 2020 now on in to 2021. And what I want all of us to remember is that in order for us to learn how to dance in the rain, we need to be connected with His Spirit. His Holy Ghost power is what's going to give you the ability and the authority to dance in the rain when your storm is all over your life. The storm clouds are here, and as the songwriter just got to say, if your soul is not what?
Anchored.
You will drift away. And so we got to be anchored in who? Jesus. So remember this week, when the storm clouds are hovering over your life, that you need to learn how to dance while yours is raging. Learn how to dance. Dance in the Holy Ghost. Dance with spiritual hymns and songs, making melody in your heart. When you separate yourself from Christ Jesus, you don't have what it takes to be able to adjust to the storms as they come. So remember that. Anchor yourself in Christ Jesus. Dance in the rain. Say, thank you, Lord, for the storm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
For the cloud.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. For the adversities that are going on.
Yes.
And help me, oh God, to be able to worm my way through this. I will dance in the rain. So I thank Vivian Green for reminding us that life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. You got to do something in the wait. And what I'm asking you to do today is to learn how to dance while you're waiting on the storm to pass. Don't fall out. Don't start crying. Just get ready to dance in the rain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, the thing is, the next song that was given to me is Lead Me. So while we're being anchored, we still need to be led to where? We need led to Christ.
Led to Christ. Amen.
Yes. So we can be anchored and strong in the times of storm, because if we're not anchored, we're just going to get blown away like the wind, and just like the whirlwind, like in a tornado, because you got to stay anchored. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Miss Vivian, for that. Thank you, Miss. I know you're ready to say, Sister Mrs. River, Lucilla, here we go. Lead me.
Lord, I've been troubled.
Won't you lead me? Do you ever tell him that sometimes?
Oh,
yes, Lord, if you lead me, I'll be able to stand. Now we will have prayer by Reverend Lil Broadway. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Precious Lord, as we come now, we come once again, dear Lord God, giving you praise, glory, and honor, and asking that your Holy Spirit will make the intercessions. For I truly do not know what to pray for. But I always depend on you, Lord God, for you know all things. And as we come together this evening, Lord God, we come in the name of Jesus, thanking you for a blessed day, thanking you how you have allowed us to wake up all over the land, giving us another day, Lord God, to come to you, to receive you as our Savior and our Lord. I pray, O Lord God, that many will come today through listening to the radio station in Jesus' name. I pray for the pastor and the speaker, Lord, that will speak today, that you will anoint them, O Lord God. Move them out of self. Allow her to speak your unadulterated gospel in the name of Jesus. Anoint the hearers, the ears of the hearers. Help us to hear your word. Help us to understand your word. And help us, oh, yeah. Lord God, that word will go deep down into our hearts. And, Lord God, if we have a stony heart, it will pull it out and put in a fleshly heart, whereby the people can be your God, your people, and you can be their God. I ask it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I pray for this nation. That you, Lord God, will allow your spirit to move over this nation, Lord.
Excuse me.
Holding the right in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, how to live one another in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for those that don't know you already. But I pray, Lord, hallelujah, for those who are yet to come. I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Be with the radio station. Be with all those that's connected. Inez and Sister Sharon and Sergeant Parks and Janet, all that's connected. Reverend Carol, Rodney, Reverend Eric, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and all those that I may not know by name, I ask your blessings upon them in this new year. I ask that they will have a closer spiritual walk with you. I ask you, Lord, that they will be prosperous in all that they do for you in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, when it's all I ask that you will give us that we are yet standing in need. But you have said that you would take care of those things that we have committed unto you, oh Lord, and that you will allow us to enter in to your kingdom, Lord God, and forevermore be with you. In the name of Jesus, I commit it unto you, Lord. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Every day. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that prayer, Reverend Lil. Thank you for praying for us, because I want to just go down. We need prayer. We need it desperately. So thank you. And now to introduce our speaker, Reverend Carolyn McCray McCullough is the third of seven children born to the late Mr. Edison McCray and Mrs. Seraphine Hicks McCray of Kings Tree, South Carolina. Reverend McCullough received a Bachelor of Social Work degree from Benedict College in Columbia, South Carolina in 1981, a Master of Social Work degree from the University of South Carolina in 1985, and a Master of Divinity degree from Perkins School of Theology at Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas in 1995. Reverend McCullough is a licensed master social worker in the state of Texas, specializing in the area of geriatric social work in the health care and serving in the ministry with her husband, Reverend Rodney J. McCullough, who is a, I can't remember, you told me what he was, I have to change that, who is associate pastor, I believe, at Outland Memorial.
Immediate pastor.
Okay, thank you. Reverend Carolyn McCullough is an ordained elder in the Texas Conference of the Southwestern Delta Episcopal District of the African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. She serves the church in the capacity of regional vice president for the Midwestern Regional Christian Education Department, South Conference Director of Christian Education, a member of the Texas Conference Worship Committee, Dallas-Fort Worth District Board of Evangelism, and Worship Committee Committee. Leader of Leaders, Choir Member, and Sunday School and Bible Study Teacher here also on Wednesdays on Do It All in the Mall at Stewart Radio. Reverend McCullough enjoys preaching and teaching God's Word to God's people and has committed her life to kingdom building and service for the Master. Her favorite biblical passage is Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with a thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. And now we'll hear a song from a young lady, Raven Houston, who can only imagine if I can, I love that song, done by Tamela Mann, but redone by Miss Raven Houston.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king?
Oh, yes. Come on, Raven.
I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine. My eyes will see when you say it is before me. I can only imagine. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can only
nice job on that. Very nice job. Very, very nice job.
Yes.
Now we will let it rain from heaven. Say that again, please.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
I thank God,
yes.
Hallelujah, for what he's doing. I thank God for Raven, her willingness to do this. She's a junior at Crawley High School. in outside of the Fort Worth area, and I thank God for her because she's so busy right now just trying to focus on getting out of school. And we're so grateful for her sharing with us today, and I thank God for all of the other song leaders that we have had. I thank God for Reverend Inez. And maybe that's prophetic. Hallelujah. It just came out real easily. Reverend Inez, so we will be waiting for your sermon. Hallelujah. I thank God for Reverend Liv. I thank God for Reverend Eric. And I thank Reverend Rodney. I thank God for Reverend Rodney in his absentia. And we just thank God, hallelujah, for what he's doing. I thank God for Reverend Sharon. Hallelujah. Everybody's reverend. And I thank God for everybody who is in the listening audience today. I thank God for each of you. So join me in prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we just come to you now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we need you to do what is needed to make preaching, teaching possible today. I pray now that you open up all of our minds and our hearts to hear what the Spirit is saying to your church today. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, we honor you, and we give you the praise and glory, and we know that you're going to save, you're going to encourage, you're going to renew, you're going to restore. You're going to pick us up and turn us around and place our feet on solid ground today. So thank you, oh God, for what you will do. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 I want us to turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, and I'm going to read beginning at the 7th verse. 1 John chapter 4. Beginning at the 7th verse through verses 21. Amen. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Put a pin there. And I want you to repeat after me, God is love. God
is love. Is love. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. And I'm going to repeat that. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father, who has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world, whosoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he is in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God. And so I want to say that again. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence from the day of judgment, because he who is also our
And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar, for he does not love his brother whom he has not seen, or whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. So what the scripture is telling us is that if we are not loving one another whom we are able to see, then we are a liar and the truth is not in us. Because how can you love God whom you've never seen but don't love each other? And then the scripture goes on to say, and this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother. Amen. So I want to share with you today from this title, True Perfect Love. True Perfect Love. If anybody asks you what the preacher preached about today, I want you to be able to tell them with no uncertainty that true perfect love is what the preacher talked about today, and she talked about it from 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 through 21. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to share with you 20 reasons why we should love others. 20 reasons why we should love others. The first reason we should love others is to prove that we are of God. And you find that in verse number 7. To prove that we are of God. And verse number 7 says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from who? God. And whoever loves has been what? Born of God and knows God. Amen. So the first reason that we should love others is to prove that we are of God. So when you see all of the things that are going on in your world, on your job, in your home, wherever you are, when you see all of the confusion and the negative stuff going on, you know that the Lord is not a part of that, because the Lord is saying that, beloved, let us love one another, for love is from who? God. And God is the one who gives love. God is love, and we're going to see that in the scripture in a little bit as well. Whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So when we walk around and we are saved, hallelujah, we want others to know that we are saved because God made salvation possible so that we can come to love others in a more perfect way. So the first reason, again, is to prove that we are of God. Have you ever wondered why people can look at us as Christians and say, if this is what Christianity is about, I don't want to have anything to do with it? Have you ever wondered why people can say that? Well, they can say that because they're seeing something opposite of who we should be. God has already told us who we should be, and we should emulate him. If God is love, he wants us to really demonstrate his love so that we can draw people to him instead of drawing people away from him. Amen?
Right.
Amen. And the second reason we should love others is to prove his sonship. It proves his sonship. God sent his son, hallelujah, to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world. Jesus became the propitiation. He became the sacrifice for all of us. He took on our sins on the cross. They hung him on the cross. They spat on him. They beat him. They put crowns of thorns on his head. They did all kinds of things to him. They pierced him in his side. And all of these things were done, hallelujah, because he was trying to save the world. He was trying to save you and I. See, I want you to know mm-hmm. that irregardless of what's going on in your life is more than what you see today in this world. It's life after this life in this earth. We are preparing to go to live with our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ,
yes.
and God forever. And so if we can't get it right here, we're not going to go and be with him. So how can you say
mm-hmm.
that you love him and you can turn around
and
not like your brother or your sister because they are a different color, because they are
mm-hmm.
a different race? When God created all of us, and he wants all of us to be in fellowship. And I can tell
mm-hmm.
you now, if you don't love me because I am black,
mm-hmm.
there's no way you're going to go with me to be in heaven with the Lord.
Right.
If I don't love you because you are Indian or you
mm-hmm.
are white, there's no way that I am going to go and be with the Lord. The Lord created all of us. And he created us
yes.
in his image, and he expects us to love each other in that manner. And another
yes.
reason why we should love others is that it is proof of knowing God. And that is found in verses number 7 and verse number 8. And I'll just read 8. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. Remember I told you
he's
to
love.
Repeat with me?
Mm-hmm.
God is what?
God
love.
Is love. Love.
God is
mm-hmm.
love. And your love ought to look like God, because God is love, and he created you in the very image
mm-hmm.
of him. So when we're
yes.
not displaying and demonstrating love, we don't know God. And
mm-hmm.
that's not coming from Carolyn McCullough. That's coming from 1 John,
the
fourth chapter, verse number 8. So don't get mad
mm-hmm.
with me as I'm telling you the truth. Get mad with God, because the word is here and was planted here
mm-hmm.
by John, who was inspired to write on behalf of God.
Hmm.
So we should love others to prove that we are of God. We should love others because it proves God's
yes.
sonship. And we should love others
mm-hmm.
because it proves of knowing God. Knowing God. God don't want us to tell people we know him and to live like animals or to live like
well,
savages and doing anything we think we're big enough to do. That's not what he
mm.
wants us to do. He wants us to walk in the image of Christ. He said, do
yes.
not gratify the desires of the flesh. Hallelujah. Walk in the spirit and do not gratify the desires of the flesh, but gratify
mm-hmm.
the desires of the what? Spirit. And if we don't have any spirit in us, we're not going to know God. We're not going to operate like God wants us to operate. So the
mm-hmm.
fourth reason we should love each other is because God is love, and we should imitate him as children of God. Again, that's verse number 8 and verse number 16. And verse number 16 says, so we have come to know and to believe that the love that God has for us, and God has this love for us, that is, God is love, and whoever abides
mm-hmm.
in love abides in God. So if we're out
yeah.
walking around demonstrating hate, there's no love of God in that. There's no love of God in that. God wants us
hmm.
to demonstrate who he is and what we look like and what we should look like in him. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason is that God has imparted love to us. Look at verse number 9. Verse number 9 says what?
It says, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him.
Amen. Does not that show God has imparted love to us? He imparted
mm-hmm.
love
more
to
ways
us
than one.
In that the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world
mm-hmm.
so that we might what? Live through him. So
yeah.
Jesus died so we might what? Live. Mm-hmm. And we want to be clear about that. We want to be clear about that. He died so you and I might live. So all of us ought to be falling on our knees saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus,
yes.
for dying on the cross for me. Because
yes,
you died,
yes.
I now can have life after this physical life that I had. Another reason we should love others, God sent his son to make it possible.
Yes.
The songwriter puts it like this. God sent his son. They called him what? Jesus. He came to what? Die. Love and forgive. Because he lived, we can face tomorrow. Now, if you're trying to face tomorrow on your own, you might have problems living. But you want to put your faith in Jesus Christ, and that way he makes it possible for us to live. Amen? Because he already did the work. All we have to do is believe. Right? And
he
sent his son and allowed us to love and be shown love. This is why we have to love one another, that we might what? Live. Verse number 9, verse number 10, and verse number 14 supports that. So we want to live, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. This is what Christianity is predicated upon. So we tell people we love because he loved us, right? But we got to take it further, and we need to demonstrate that love by loving one another. I can't say I love Christ and then can demonstrate hate towards you. I cannot do it. So another reason is that we got to remember, because God first loved us. You don't love God because he loved you. You love God because of what he did for you through salvation by sending himself to be the propitiation for our sins on the cross. We don't just love him because he loved us first, but we ought to do love and be loved because that is what he has demonstrated towards us. So because God loved us first, we ought to be in line saying, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. And because you died for me, I want to be able to love everybody. This is why I think I shared with you a while back that when we say we love our neighbors as ourselves, we need to evaluate that when you're saying that, because that's not easily done, or at least we're not demonstrating it. Because if I love you like I love myself, I'm not going to mistreat you. And I'm going to do whatever I can to keep my mind stayed on you. So we love each other because that was made possible through Jesus for us to live. And because God first loved us, and because we have been loved and forgiven so much. Y'all, none of us would go through what Jesus went through, to die on the cross and to take all of the sins, all of the stains. And the scripture teaches, though my sins be like scarlet, he will what? He will wash them and make them what?
Whiter than snow.
So no matter how much blood-looking sin we have put out there, he's right there on the other hand saying, because I love you, all you got to do is love each other and take care of each other. And when you love each other and take care of each other, you will be demonstrating my love towards you. I want you to show others what it really feels like to love me.
Right.
Show me. God is a show and tell God. And why do I say that? I say that because he gives us the word, and he expects us to live the word, but he also expects mm-hmm. us to demonstrate the word and to teach others the word. So if you don't know how to live, I should be able to teach you. I'm sorry, not live, love. If you don't know how to love, I should be able to teach you how to love. But then that's only if you want to be shown. I can't make you love God. I can't make you love others, but I can teach you about the love of God and why you should be loving others. And that's what I'm calling myself trying to do today, as I'm telling you what true and perfect love truly looks like. It looks like what? God, because God is love. Have you not seen that? Have you not heard?
Mm-hmm.
Do you not perceive what the scripture is saying to us today? God is what? Love. And because God is love, we need to be looking like God in our treatment to one another. Now, and when you look at all that we are seeing, we got to know that we believe in what? Love, right? And if you believe in love, that means you got to demonstrate and show love. You got to also have enough discerning spirits about you to be able to look around in our world and see that our world is not, hallelujah, filled with love. And if our world is not filled with love, he has called on some preachers and some teachers to preach the word and to tell people
mm-hmm.
that God is love. And you need to
love.
Turn your life around and come to God now and let him know that, God, I want you to fill me with your Holy Ghost. I want you to fill me with your power. I want you to fill me with your presence, because your word teaches that this world is going to pass away. It says heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will not fail. Hallelujah. So we want to be like him. And that's another reason we should love others, because we dwell in God and God dwells in us. And we are like him. And because we are like him, hallelujah, we should be demonstrating love to everybody. We should also love others because it proves we love God. When you come out of your mouth and say, Lord, I love you. And, you know, we good as church folks saying, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan and turn around before you get out of the church building and curse somebody out.
That's
not love. That's not God. And we need to go back to the altar and stay there until we get the Holy Ghost power.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And verse number 21, it is a command. God commanded us to love each other. I love God and hate his brother. We can't say that. If anyone says that, I love God and I hate my brother, he is what?
A liar.
And the truth is not in him, because you can't love and hate two. The scripture teaches that you can't love two masters. You can't love God and then love Satan too. Satan is of hate. Satan is of hate. All of this hatred that people are preaching and teaching in the world today, you got to have enough gall to stand up and say, that is not God. God does not look like this. But the people may not know God, and God is counting on us to help teach the people what his love really is and what his love should be about. But if I, the preacher, am walking around hating other people, saying I don't like people because they are of a different culture, I don't like people because their hair is straight and not like mine, I don't love people because they are browner than I am, I don't like people because their skin is whiter than mine, that's not what God wants us to do. He wants us to love, and he has given us the commandment. And this commandment, it says, we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. So I challenge each of you today, if you have a problem with hate in your life today, and you're calling yourself saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I ask you to go back, and I ask you to fall on your knees, and I ask you to ask God to help you see where the hatred is in your life. Because we are all mistaken if we can say we hate somebody and think we're going to end up in heaven. Heaven's going to be empty if we're not careful.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live and sacrifice all that I have trying to live a life for Christ and wind up in hell anyway. And you better believe that's possible.
True.
So I say evaluate where your true perfect love really is. Help somebody by letting them see that love covers a multitude of sins. Love will help you treat your brother right when you know that your brother done stabbed you in the back. You know that your brother talked about you. You know that your brother called you anything but a child of God.
But
well, let me tell you something. If they did it to Jesus, you certainly going to get it as well.
Worshiper, as they said.
Don't worry about it. Just know that you do the right thing, because the only person you have control over is who? You.
Yourself.
We don't have control over nobody else. Our control is only through the Holy Spirit and God working in us. But God is saying in his word today, I'm demonstrating hate. He doesn't know me and I don't know him. That's not what Carolyn McCullough is saying to you. That's what the word of God is saying to you. So whatever you're demonstrating, if it's not love, it is of the devil.
That's right.
And this is the word of the Lord for the people of God. So I challenge you to go back and read 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. And pray before you read it. Ask the Lord to show you you in his word. Just say it like this: Lord, show me in your word. Show me what you want me to have. Show me how you want me to be. And as you show me, I will work through the power of the Holy Spirit to make changes in my life. It is not enough for us to come on the radio, to stand up in pulpits, to preach the word of God, and no change is being made. We have to challenge people to love one another and to do what needs to be done. Irregardless of what you see happening in this world, I want you to remember this is our Father's world. As I said to you last week, Psalm chapter 24 said what? The earth is the Lord's
and the fullness thereof.
That's right. This is the Lord's earth. He created the people who are evil. He created the people who are good. He created all of us. But he didn't expect us to stay that way. He worked hard to come up with a plan so that you and I would be what? Changed. And we need to be changed. So never forget, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that dwell therein.
The whole world belongs to him. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has what?
Clean hands and a pure heart.
So watch how you're working with what you're working with, because if it is not clean and pure, it is not of God. Amen?
Amen.
And I want to take the time to say to any of you, if I said anything today that you did not understand and you have a question, I want you to ask me, because I do not want you to hear the word and not be able to understand it correctly.
That's plain. I mean, it is plain. It's clear.
Amen.
It was easy.
Hallelujah. The word
if they didn't
is
understand
clear.
That God is love, I mean, how much more can you break it down? God is love. Plain and simple. One, two, God is love. Three words. That is, you don't
God
say nothing else?
God is
and they can't get that, that's on them.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. And our song. Say that. Did someone say something? Because you are God alone. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are God alone. You are
and
you.
And He has
nobody
created
else.
The way that He wants to create it. That's right. And He has
mm-hmm.
already given
in
us
His
salvation.
Own image. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Oh,
so
Lord
go ahead,
Jesus. God is love.
Mm-hmm. Praise
ready?
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else.
Nobody else.
There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God. Is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon borrows light from day. You alone, your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. No one till the King.
Love this next song. Love, love, love this next song. You always get me with the song, The God of Another Chance. After we hear that, you're going to have the invitation to Christmas Disciples. You get me on the song all the time. I think you do it on purpose. I really do think you do that on purpose. But we're going to hear Chester Baldwin, The God of Another Chance. I know you do. I just know you do.
Yes, yes, yes.
song right there.
It would not be right.
Nope, it wouldn't
for
be.
Us to leave this place. Mm-hmm. And not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior. Come trusting, come believing, but come. Don't put it off. Do it right now as the choir sings.
Thank you, Jesus. I serve a God of another chance. Ooh.
No matter how
it had not been for Jesus.
Jesus.
It had not been for Yes, yes, yes. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. If it had not been, where would I be today?
All we
where would you be today?
Come to him and say, what? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Please
I'm
forgive
sorry.
Me, Lord. And
yes.
he will forgive you. Amen.
It's
no matter
not
how
that
many
hard.
Times
it's
he
not that hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he's a mm-hmm. God of another chance.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Great. Thank you, thank you. Thank
so
you for that song.
Thank
you for bringing that song.
If you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of his sins, if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins, I'm sorry, I want you to remember mm-hmm. that all you got to do is come to him and say, what? I'm sorry. Please
I'm
forgive
sorry.
Me.
Yes.
And he mm-hmm. will make it right. He will wipe the slate clean. But you got to mean it. You can't just say it and not mean it in your heart. So if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins today, I now give
mm-hmm.
you an opportunity to make your confession known unto God. Come to him and ask him to forgive you by praying this prayer with
mm-hmm.
me. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus, I confess
Lord
that
Jesus.
I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Today I turn from my sins and I invite you into my heart as my personal Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life. Thank you, hallelujah, for forgiving my
yes.
sins and giving me eternal life. Thank
yes,
you, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
And always,
yes, yes.
you don't have to wait until you come to the radio broadcast to pray this prayer. Anytime you know that you have unconfessed sins in your life, you can go to the Lord and pray that prayer. Church,
anything.
I want all of us to know we don't want to do this in vain. And still
mm-hmm.
is preaching, teaching, and people are still being lost.
Mm-hmm.
But I want you to know that if one person prayed that prayer and if one person changes their life
mm-hmm.
for the Lord,
well,
it's worth it all. And again, the only person we are responsible for is ourselves.
Yes.
I have to be working on asking God to forgive me and giving me what I need to stand and to stay as clean as I can before him. I can't do it on my own. That's why we pray and ask
That's
him
right.
to fill us with his Holy Spirit. We need
mm-hmm.
his Spirit to be right there with us. But if you're trying to do it on your own, you're going to fail every time. I know it.
Well,
I can tell you because many of us have stumbled, fallen, and the Lord picked us up, brushed us off, turned us around,
mm-hmm.
planted
around
our feet on what? Solid ground and allowed
ground.
Us to
yes.
start moving forward in the right direction again. That's the kind of God
yes.
we serve.
Yes.
He loves
yes.
us and he wants
yes.
us to
yes.
succeed. So
yes,
I thank God that you have prayed this prayer today, and because you have prayed this prayer, we want to know it. And so I ask you to go to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and fill out a contact
mm-hmm.
form and place your information there. And we will send you some information to help you better understand
mm-hmm.
what happened to you when you gave your life to Christ. Then we invite you to join us in Bible study. We will be having Bible study again in 2 weeks.
Yes.
But invest in your own soul. Study
mm-hmm.
the Word. Read the Word. Pray. Stay in fellowship. And if you need to talk, send us a message. And we will be happy to talk to you and to help you and to encourage you down this Christian journey. We realize it's not easy, but he's already given us the
mm-hmm.
tool we need to work with in
right,
order
right.
for us to be successful. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. So I thank
Amen.
God and welcome you to the family of God if you have made that confession today. So, Ms. Isaiah, I'll give it back to you right now.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do It All in the Mall does not own the rights to any of these music you've heard on the broadcast today. I want to thank Reverend Sister Mrs. Carolyn McCullough and her church family, Reverend Eric Broadway and Sister Lil Broadway and Reverend Rodney McCullough and his absence today, but they're always with us, praying for us and standing in for us whenever we need it. And I just am so grateful to them for just being here on the radio and being on our journey. Yes, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes, this has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valcour Designs out of Tampa, Florida, and you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, which is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You can peruse the religious section, where you can find all your religious items such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, t-shirts and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming. If you have a religious product you would like to bring to Do It All in the Mall, from the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, complete the contact us information and send it to us, and we will gladly add that product to that section. When you shop through the mall, we earn a commission from all qualified purchases, and it goes back to your communities. But in order for us to earn that commission and help your communities, you have got to shop. So please go to Do It All in the Mall and shop, 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 shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up and are able to return to your communities, as I said, where your money matters. So shop with us and at the same time, change communities, change our lives and make our lives better and your lives better. You can make that difference, not only nationwide, but worldwide. All over the world, you can make that difference. So take a tour and shop for all your holiday purchases, for everything, for every season. We have something for every season, January through December, back to January again. So get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. If you like what we are doing and like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking that wonderful donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. And to call in to the show Tuesdays through Fridays and listen on Sundays like you did today, the number is 845-241-9985 with our start times of 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 8 a.m. Bali the next day. Stephanie Knott shares Wednesdays with Bible study at Why Does Love Hurt? And her evening services start at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, and 11 a.m. Brisbane time the next day. So please share all this information with your church friends, members, neighbors, relatives, everybody you know. Just share it on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, everything you know. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. Now I want to thank Spread the Word Ministries, Reverend Carolyn McCullough, and Reverend Rodney McCullough, Reverend Lil and Broadway, and Reverend Eric Broadway, and for sharing your word with us today. The perfect, true, perfect love. So thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio through Do It All in the Mall. We pray you receive something uplifting from today's service. So please, please, please be blessed, stay blessed, until we meet again on next Sunday at 3 p.m. East Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern. Let the church say, everybody together, amen,
amen,
amen, and amen again.
We are about to speak blessings into your life.
Yes, 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 yes.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So we've come to tell you tonight, be blessed. In fact, just look at three people around you. Tell them, be blessed.
Be
blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Bishop, I was on an airplane on my way to see you. And the Lord said, these words are your gift to New Orleans.
Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads.
Yes, you can.
Oh, for somebody tonight, all of the hurt and the pain that you've gone through, God's got an answer for you tonight. You might be hurting.
Might be